And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall here in the studio with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, it's good to see you.
Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about a show at Baltimore Center Stage called Santa Claus is Coming. This is a Motown Christmas review. So a musical review seems rather unusual for Baltimore Center Stage. This isn't a play, right? Is this more like a holiday concert?
Well, yes, it is. It's not the first review that Center Stage has produced, but the first in a very long time. They did Ain't Misbehavin' in 2003, and I don't remember any others since then. But this is an original review, a world premiere. It's co-created by Ken Matt Martin, Center Stage's producing director, together with Nigel D. Robinson. Robinson co-created and co-starred in Mexodus. That was the show about the Underground Railroad that helped enslaved people escape to Mexico. That premiered at Center Stage two seasons ago, and it just ended a very successful run off Broadway. But why this musical review for Center Stage? Well, one reason might have been to come up with Christmas programming that's a little different. But the Motown sound isn't quite different enough. Many Motown artists put out Christmas albums, as I'm sure you're aware.
Because artists from all over put out
Christmas. Oh, yes, yes,
yes. Bruce Springsteen, unfortunately, recorded Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's one of the lower moments of his career. Yeah.
Well, there you go. At the start of this show, Robinson's at the piano performing Frosty the Snowman in a variety of styles. Later, there's a dance lesson, and there's also a hymn by a local choir. But there's something almost haphazard, something disjointed about the way these elements are incorporated into the show. And there's another element as well. After intermission, Nigel Robinson tells the audience that Baltimore Center Stage has commissioned him to create a fresh, new Christmas show for next season. This will be a musical about an ambitious reindeer named Charms. Several of the songs Robinson has written for that show are in Santa Claus is Coming. Trying these out in front of an audience might be another reason to produce this review, and the songs do sound promising. I have a clip from one of these charm songs. This is called Meant for Something. You'll hear Nigel Robinson and Quincy Vix. Let's listen.
This little reindeer, his name was Charms, and he grew up on a little farm. His folks told him all the time, the world will one day see you shine. If you believe, there's nothing you can't achieve, 'cause you are meant for something, meant for something great.
That's music from a Motown Christmas review. That's Nigel Robinson and Quincy Vix with the cast of Santa Claus is Coming. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. So that's interesting. This is kind of like focus grouping the songs with this year's audience for next year's show.
That's a good way to put it.
That's interesting. So how many performers are there in this show? Is this a big Busby Berkeley production?
No, this is a small production. There are two men, there are two women, along with a bass player and a drummer, and the two male singers both play keyboards, especially Nigel Robinson. He's clearly gifted. That was evident in Mexodus. Here he spends a lot of the show at the piano. He comes closest to being the glue that holds this show together, but it could use more of his commentary. The other three performers all have Maryland connections. Quincy Vix is a Morgan grad, and in addition to Center Stage, he's appeared at quite a few other area theaters. In Santa Claus is Coming, he gets a chance to show off his skills as a dancer as well. Katrina Brené is a Baltimore native. In songs like White Christmas, she gets to belt, but that belt has a tendency to turn into a scream. At other times, though, there's a hint of Eartha Kitt in her voice. The standout vocalist is Melody A. Betts. Betts is Maryland-born. She was in Baltimore last season, playing the double roles of Eveline and Auntie M in the national tour of The Wiz. She played those same roles on Broadway. She stopped the show in The Wiz singing, "Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News," and her rendition of "O Holy Night" does it again in Santa Claus is Coming. She's a powerhouse. In "O Holy Night," she seems to be singing to the heavens. This is going to sound really corny, but when she looks heavenward, you could believe they're hearing her up there, too. I brought a clip of Melody Betts singing another of the songs from Robinson's upcoming musical about Charms the Reindeer. This is a song called Santa is Having a Party. It's one of the numbers with a very heavy Motown influence. You'll hear that. Let's listen.
Calling out to the east, the west, the south, to come up north. There's a special happening on December 24th. There'll be music playing, reindeer sleighing, and more. If you choose to miss this day, you'll regret it for years to come. Everybody will be talking about it, and you'll have a miss of fun.
That's a Marylander, Melody Betts, singing Santa is Having a Party. It's in Baltimore Center Stage's new musical review called Santa Claus is Coming. And again, Judy, that's one of the songs that's going to be in next year's show called Charms, right?
But that's right.
Previewing them a little this year. So you mentioned that Quincy Vicks, a Morgan grad, is in this show, and that not only is he featured as a musician, but also as a dancer. So Motown was almost as much about its dance moves as it was about its music. Anybody who remembers, you know, the Shirelles, the Supremes, the Temptations, they were always moving around. How prominently does dance figure into this particular production?
Well, there are some of Motown's trademark synchronized moves, the kind of thing you're talking about, but I couldn't help wishing dance were a little more prominent. The production's co-choreographed and co-directed by the ubiquitous Ken Matt Martin and Vincent Musoni.
He really is ubiquitous. Ken is.
He
certainly
is
everywhere.
At this. Yeah. I'll tell you more.
Yeah.
In the first half of this show, there's a call for a few audience volunteers. On opening night,
that's dangerous.
Well, on opening night, it worked pretty well. Two children and an older, very fit lady came on stage. Quincy Vicks taught them some dance moves, some hand gestures. So you expect to see them try these out with some of the cast, but oddly, that didn't happen. Vicks thanked them and dismissed them, leading you to wonder what that lesson was for.
So they actually got taught how to dance. They danced for the audience, and then that was that. Then they left.
That's right.
But you expected that they would have the cast do the same kind of dancing?
Well, or I thought they might join them briefly.
I don't know. Yeah, just incorporate them with the whole number, yeah. But you mentioned also that the show incorporates local choirs. Now, of course, choruses, you know, something dear to my heart from my past life. So how's that work?
Well, a different choir is featured every night, children's choirs all the way through adult choirs. The choirs sing right after intermission. On opening night, we heard the joyous choir of Bethel AME Church. Unfortunately, the production's drums and some over-miking obscured a good deal of the lyrics. And like the dance lesson we were talking about, the show does not make full use of the choir. They're tacked onto the start of the second act instead of being integral.
So they just sing one tune.
Right, and then they file
then,
off.
Then they're gone. Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on how much they have in their repertoire, I suppose. And to have a different choir every night, it's a different choir. So that's a, you know, it's a logistical nightmare right there. But good for them that they're involving
yeah,
so many.
It's a good idea.
So
in
many
theory,
different
it's
people.
A good idea.
Yeah, because they're involving a lot of different people from the community. So it sounds like, though, you know, when push comes to shove here, you've got some mixed feelings about Santa Claus is Coming.
I do. I'm a big Motown fan. I grew up listening to CKLW broadcasting to the Motor City. Motown is still my favorite pop music. But this musical review just doesn't come together. There's a little of this and a little of that. For opening night, Ken Matt Martin, I told you I'd mention him again, Baltimore Center Stage's producing director and the show's co-creator. He came on stage with a grad school friend, another performer named Antonio Michael Woodard, and they did a kind of competitive Motown number that ended with Ken Matt doing the splits. It was very entertaining, but it was only for opening night. And then Nigel Robinson did a pitch for donations to the theater. This was in the course of the show. I have never seen that done before.
Yeah, so it's not a curtain speech. It's right in the middle of the show.
No, and something had been said at the beginning of the show, too. It was another example of Santa Claus is Coming not being clear about what it's about.
All right, Santa Claus is Coming. It's a Motown Christmas review, and it's at Baltimore Center Stage until just after the new year through the 4th of January. So next week, we're going to talk about Deceived at the Everyman Theater. This is interesting. Everyman over the last several years has decided not to do a Christmas thing at this time of year, but rather to do a mystery. So we're going to talk about a mystery next week.
Yes, we'll talk about the thrills in this thriller.
All right, the thrills in the thriller. Jay Wynn Russick, her new novel is called Please Write, A Novel in Letters. And that's it for us today. Coming up Monday on Midday, the computer scientist and AI expert Alex Pentland will discuss his new book, Shared Wisdom, Cultural Evolution in the Age of AI. Shania Mapson is Midday's director and engineer. Sam Burmes-Dawes and Rob Sivak produce our program. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded our theme music. Fresh Air is up next after news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.